Good morning. Is that too loud out there? No? Good. Sounds very loud up here. Welcome on this gorgeous Sunday, Pentecost Sunday. Welcome to our first outdoor service of 2021. Not because we have to be, but because we like it so much. So it's wonderful that you could all join us here this morning. We've got a couple announcements before we begin. There's a Bible study on the book of Isaiah Tuesday night at 7 p.m. If you're interested in joining us for that Bible study, contact Pastor John. His information is on the back of your bulletin. We've also got our virtual Shady Oak Bible study on Tuesday night at 7 p.m. If you're interested in that Bible study, you can contact Pastor Giovanni. His contact information is also on the back of your bulletin. We've got our first church softball game this Tuesday, and there's been a time change. It's not at 7 p.m., it's at 8:30, and going forward, they're not quite sure when exactly it's going to be, the time weekly, but we will keep you updated on that. So that's 8:30 this Tuesday at Delagoon Park. This is the last day of Sunday school, so now we are switching to our summer schedule, which means that worship is going to be held at 9:30 starting next week, Confirmation Sunday, so just be aware of that. Also, I just want to make mention, now that we're doing these outdoor services, we are also broadcasting the FM signal so that if you don't want to get out of your car, you can stay in your car and listen to the service from there. The frequency is 89.1, so tune your receivers to that if you'd like to listen from your car. I also want to make mention of these flowers that we've got up here in the front. Those are from the memorial of Dorothy Munson. That's Eli's grandmother. So just wanted to make mention of that. That's why these flowers are up here. Oh, yep. And I've got an announcement about Inspiration Point. So because of the loosening of the COVID restrictions, there are many more spots for campers this summer at Inspiration Point. So we've got some of these brochures up here. I would encourage you to take one of these and sign up for that if you can. Also, Grand Day is also open for more grandparents to bring their grandchildren who will be entering kindergarten through sixth grade. So that's also at Inspiration Point. We've got flyers and registration details for that if you're interested. Also, remember that Stavanger has a scholarship fund for Inspiration Point. So if you have any questions about that or just about registering, feel free to contact Tammy Jewell if you've got any questions regarding Inspiration Point. Are there any announcements that I missed? All right, then let us... Oh, yeah, there's a picnic after the service today. So we're going to have hot dogs and chips and soda. So if you can stick around for that, the weather is great so far. So, yeah, it's going to be a good time. So as we begin our service this morning, our call to worship comes from Psalm 139, verses 1 through 16. You have searched me, Lord, and you know me. You know when I sit and when I rise. You perceive my thoughts from afar. You discern my going out and my lying down. You are familiar with all my ways. Before a word is on my tongue, you, Lord, know it completely. You hem me in behind and before, and you lay your hand upon me. Such knowledge is too wonderful for me, too lofty for me to attain. Where can I go from your spirit? Where can I flee from your presence? If I go up to the heavens, you are there. If I make my bed in the depths, you are there. If I rise on the wings of the dawn, if I settle on the far side of the sea, even there your hand will guide me. Your right hand will hold me fast. If I say, surely the darkness will hide me, the light become night around me, even the darkness will not be dark to you. The night will shine like the day, for darkness is as light to you. For you created my inmost being. You knit me together in my mother's womb. I praise you because I am fearfully and wonderfully made. Your works are wonderful. I know that full well. My frame was not hidden from you when I was made in the secret place, when I was woven together in the depths of the earth. Your eyes saw my unformed body. All the days ordained for me were written in your book before one of them came to be. Now let us have a moment of silence as we continue to prepare for worship. Let us pray. Heavenly Father, we thank you for this beautiful day that you have given us to worship you. We thank you for all of the blessings that you have poured out onto us, and we recognize you as the source of all good things. We thank you for your fatherly love and patience toward us. We ask that that love would be visible in us, caring for and supporting one another and all of those in need. We thank you for the gift of your church, that you have provided a place for us to hear your word, confess our sins, receive absolution, and sing praises to you. Father, through your Son, you promised your Holy Spirit, who would convince the world of sin, of righteousness, and of judgment. Enlighten our hearts so that we confess our sins, obtain everlasting righteousness through faith in Christ. And so that through every trial and temptation, we might be assured of the hope that we have in the gospel of our Lord. In Christ's name we pray. Amen.
Praise the Lord, how good it is to sing praises to our God. How pleasant and fitting to praise Him.
Can you guys hear them okay?
Yeah.
Okay, good.
Hosanna, ha ha, hallelujah, he,
Galatians 5:22-23. But the fruit of the Spirit is love, joy, peace, patience, kindness, goodness, faithfulness, and self-control. Against such things there is no law. Love, joy, peace, patience, kindness, goodness, faithfulness, gentleness, and self-control. We've got the Spirit, how about you?
Sippy, you want to come up?
Yeah.
You want to hold one of these?
I hold
one of these. Come over here. Come over here.
Hi. Chipmunks after this.
I bet you know what song it is, right?
Chipmunks after this.
There went our bee. John 16:33.
I have told you these things so that in me you may have peace. In the world you will have trouble, but take heart, I have overcome the world.
John
8:12. I am the light of the world. Whoever follows me will never walk in darkness, but will have the light of life.
Okay, two more songs you guys get to sing with us this time. John 3:16 and Jesus Loves Me. Those are in your bulletin too. So sing along. John 3:16, you know this one.
Wow.
John 3:16 says that
Let us continue to worship God as we come to the Lord with a confession of our sins and also hearing the words of absolution. I invite you to follow along in your bulletin under the heading Congregation. Almighty God, our Maker and Redeemer, we poor sinners confess to you that we are by nature sinful and unclean, and that we have sinned against you by thought, word, and deed. Therefore, we flee for refuge to your infinite mercy, seeking and imploring your grace for the sake of our Lord Jesus Christ. O most merciful God, who has given your only begotten Son to die for us, have mercy on us, and for his sake, grant us forgiveness of all our sins. And by your Holy Spirit, increase in us true knowledge of you and of your will, and true obedience to your word, that by your grace we may come to everlasting life. Through Jesus Christ, our Lord. Amen. Almighty God, our Heavenly Father, has had mercy on us and has given his only Son to die for us, and for his sake forgives us all our sins. To those who believe on his name, he gives power to become of God and bestows on them his Holy Spirit. Whoever believes and is baptized shall be saved. Grant this, O Lord, to us all. Amen. Let us also confess our Christian faith using the words of the Apostles' Creed, which is also found in your bulletin. I believe in God the Father Almighty, maker of heaven and earth. I believe in Jesus Christ, his only Son, our Lord, who was conceived by the Holy Spirit, born of the Virgin Mary, suffered under Pontius Pilate, was crucified, dead, and buried. He descended into hell. The third day he rose again from the dead. He ascended into heaven and is seated at the right hand of God the Father Almighty, from whence he shall come to judge the living and the dead. I believe in the Holy Spirit, the Holy Christian Church, the communion of saints, the forgiveness of sins, the resurrection of the body, and the life everlasting. Amen. Let us turn to the Lord in prayer. Heavenly Father, we thank you for meeting us here today. We thank you for the love that you have for us. We ask that you would bring healing, comfort, patience, and assurance to all in need. We ask that you wouldn't let our attention be drawn from the love that we have in your Son, by whose grace and forgiveness alone we receive every blessing. We ask that you would comfort and encourage those who have been isolated because of this pandemic, and those who find themselves feeling depressed, anxious, and lonely in the face of COVID. We pray for all of the leaders around the world that you would give them your wisdom and discernment as they make decisions. And we thank you for planting your church. We ask that you would grow and strengthen your church in unity and in love. Help us to build up rather than to break down. Help us to be renewed and refreshed when we are torn down and tired. Call us by your Spirit into the way of new life through the gift of your Son, Jesus Christ our Lord. We ask that you would open our ears to receive your word this morning. And now we pray as our Lord taught us. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory, forever and ever. Amen. Now I'd like to welcome up Pastor John as he delivers the children's sermon this morning.
All right, kids. Well, I've been waiting for this for a long time to be able to invite you to come up here and sit together for a little something just for you, and grown-ups can listen in too. Yeah, just have a seat in the grass here. Thanks for singing. That was wonderful. So good to see you guys. Hey, who likes hidden treasure? Yeah? Okay. I need a volunteer to help me find some hidden treasure. I think I saw your hand first. All right, come on up. Now, the treasure's hidden, but I have a guide and where to find it. So, here you go. Look at it real good. Okay, did you got that? Okay, good. Go find it. No. I'm gonna help you. Could you help me? Could you hold my microphone for a minute? Thank you. All right. So just to help you find the treasure better, I got this. You just close your eyes. Yeah. And yeah. There we go. And. Can you see anything?
No.
All right, good. All right, so you've seen the directions, you're blindfolded, now I'll go find the treasure. Oh, you're a good sport. Now, tell you what, how about if I get you a helper? Someone who could read the directions? Pastor Giovanni, would you come help here? All right. Pastor Giovanni is going to guide you. You got the directions that I have lost. Where did I put my directions here? Here they are. Okay. So, hidden treasure guide right here. All right, Pastor Giovanni.
I'll let you read the first one. I'll allow for everyone to hear.
Hidden treasure guide. Don't worry that you're blind. With the help you have, the treasure you will find. Follow the rail till it ends at the sign. Hanging on the back, a key you will find.
All right.
Okay, well, come this way. And here,
Pastor Giovanni will help you.
Take your hand.
Yeah.
We're going to go through the rail.
All right. Let's see how they do. She has some help and a guide. Here they go. All right. Okay, the rest of you guys, we'll watch from here. Just stay here, all right? Just stay here. We'll watch. Yeah, I'm going to talk to you guys while they're... I don't know how well that's going to work. Maybe... Yeah, you know what? I think that would be more interesting, actually, if you guys did follow along. Just give them some room. You can follow, all right? All right, here you go. Yeah, we planned this out really well.
Yeah, you gotta stay behind. You gotta stay behind Violet. She's leading the way, alright? Okay. Yeah, you might want to turn down the heat on those hot dogs.
Yeah, if you're going along, you got to follow, right? Okay, there you go.
We'll be back.
All right, see ya. All right. Well, while they're gone, I'm going to read our text today. This is Pentecost Sunday, the day that we remember that God sent Himself as the Holy Spirit to the believers in gathered in Jerusalem. We read about it in Acts chapter 2. But Jesus, in John chapters 14 to 16, talks about the sending of the Spirit ahead of time before his death and resurrection. And here's a portion that we'll read today from John chapter 15, verses 26 and 27, and then picking up again halfway through verse 4 of chapter 16, all the way up to verse 15 of chapter 16. When the Counselor comes, whom I will send to you from the Father, the Spirit of truth, who goes out from the Father, he will testify about me. And you must also testify, for you have been with me from the beginning. I did not tell you this at first because I was with you. Now I am going to him who sent me. Yet none of you asked me, where are you going? Because I have said these things. You are filled with grief. But I tell you the truth. It is good for your good that I am going away. Unless I go away, the Counselor will not come to you. But if I go, I will send him to you. When he comes, he will convict the world of guilt in regard to sin and righteousness and judgment. In regard to sin, because men do not believe me. In regard to righteousness, because I'm going to the Father where you can see me no longer. Okay, gather up here. We'll sit down and we'll open up the treasure. Hey, good job, Violet. Whoops, careful. Watch out for the wire. Yep. There we go. Yep. Okay. We'll have maybe someone stand by the wire and guard it. Okay. Have a seat here. Have a seat. And once everyone's here, we'll have Violet use the key and unwrap that key there and open the box and find what's inside the treasure box. No, there you go. Did it open? Yeah, there you go. Okay. Open it up, Violet. See what's in there. There you go. Candy! And you know what? Violet, you're the volunteer. You can choose what kind you want first. Just take one. And treasure's best shared, right? So you can each... there you go. Joy will help. There you go.
Can they sit down now?
Yes, they can sit down. We'll talk about the treasure here. Once I have every... Yeah, they can sit down with the parents. That's probably a good idea. There we go. We'll keep that here. Yep. Yeah. Yeah. All right. All right, kids, so you can listen while you're sitting with Mom and Dad. All right. How good a chance was Violet going to have finding that treasure by herself blindfolded without being able to read the directions, huh? Violet thought she had a pretty good chance. She had good confidence. I think that's great. But I think for most of us, having a helper who could read the directions would be really useful. And you know what? Jesus talked about when he left earth after his death and resurrection that he would send a helper. And the helper has a couple different names in the Bible. It'll talk about the Counselor or the Advocate. And sometimes they'll use some other words. But normally we talk about the Holy Spirit. And that's who Jesus sent. It's his Holy Spirit. It's one of the members of the Trinity, who God is, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. And the Holy Spirit, Jesus said, would guide us in all truth. It says in John 16:13, but when he, the Spirit of truth, comes, he will guide you into all the truth. You know what? It's important to know what the truth is. It's important to know the truth about ourselves, who we are, and what we need. And it's also important to know the truth about God, who he is, and what he does for us, and how he came to us to be our Savior as Jesus. And just like Pastor Giovanni, our guide, our helper, the Holy Spirit guides us. And you know what? The treasure the Holy Spirit guides us to is something way better than candy. The Holy Spirit guides us to Jesus. And that is the best treasure of all. And like we shared the candy here, Jesus is a treasure that's meant to be shared. And the Holy Spirit even helps us to share the treasure with others. And He helps us to know what the guide says. The guide to the treasure is the Bible. The Bible points us to Jesus, and the Holy Spirit uses the Bible to point us to Jesus. And we need the Holy Spirit to help us understand that the Bible is all about Jesus, who is our Savior. So thanks, kids, for helping me out with the treasure hunt today and helping us learn about the Holy Spirit and about the Bible and about Jesus, the greatest treasure. Let's pray together, okay? Lord, thank You for coming to us as the Holy Spirit to guide us into truth, to guide us to Yourself, for You are the way, the truth, and the life. And I pray for each of the kids, Lord, as they are continuing to learn about You and Your Word, that You would guide them by Your Spirit to grow in the knowledge and the love of Jesus. So I pray that for all of us today, and I ask it in Jesus' name. Amen.
Rise as you are able, right? This time?
Yeah, sure.
Okay. Yes, this time you can rise as we sing our closing chorus, Go Now in Peace. hear the benediction. The Lord bless you and keep you. The Lord make his face shine upon you and be gracious unto you. The Lord look upon you with favor and give you peace. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen.